USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Weather Service in New Orleans is warning of life-threatening flash flooding Sunday as heavy rains pound Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi. Areas can expect between 2 to 4 inches of rain, and some parts locally could see up to 6 inches of rain. National Weather Service meteorologist Charles Ressler with some reminders.
Don't drive through high water. It's very difficult to determine the depth of the water at night, and so just exercise some common sense.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan was in McAllen, Texas on Saturday, and he says he intends to accelerate the plan to secure the border without the Pentagon's continuous help. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, says the only reason the Pentagon has to step in is because
Congress isn't doing their job. The president is left to use his authorities to actually look at ways that he can solve a crisis.
Judd was speaking on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. U.S. entrepreneurs continue to project a strong business outlook despite a slight dip in economic confidence. According to the Spring 2019 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, nearly 70% plan to expand and more than half predict rising revenues. Even as growth remains a focus, entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect against potential threats to their business. Nearly two-thirds have a business continuity plan in the event of a natural disaster, while the majority have taken steps to prepare for an economic downturn and secure data against a cyber breach. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business Bank of America.
Small business owners remain optimistic about their business outlook and their ability to grow in the year ahead. However, while most entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect their business from potential threats such as natural disasters, an economic downturn, or a cyber breach, a sizable number still are not.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
What impact will the tariffs have on your wallet? USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent explains.
President Trump's 25% tariff on auto imports could hike the cost of an imported car by as much as $3,700. Rebecca Walzer, president of Walzer Wealth Management on Fox News, asked how long it'll take for the trade standoff with China to hit American businesses.
It'll start to affect people within less than, 4 months, so it will be even less than a quarter. And certainly Americans it might take a little bit of time for Americans to feel it in the wallet because it does get passed down. It's kind of a cycle of getting passed down by the business. The bigger issue question is if we don't get a deal, we're looking at a 25% or greater stock market problem.
Former Congressman and 2020 hopeful Robert O'Rourke was holding a town hall in New Hampshire on Saturday. He talks about what can be done to make college possible for more Americans.
By ensuring that, at a minimum, community college is free going forward, that we lower the cost of debt and tuition at four-year universities.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Buying a home in the city versus buying a home in the country, it's that age-old debate of where you should live and what benefits you would like to have. Now, obviously, if you're living out in the country, you're going to have room for a yard, have a little more area to yourself. If you're in a city, you're going to be able to take advantage of the benefits of great restaurants and being able to walk to places. Now, regarding home prices, though, what are we seeing in the trends as far as the prices go? Natalie Way is an associate editor with Realtor.com, and she tells Fox News.
Well, at Realtor.com, so our April data, we're seeing actually an increase in prices in the city, and so that's actually drawing people out to the suburbs. They're taking a look outside. You know, they're trying to see where their dollar can get them more, and that's why on Realtor.com we've been seeing more clicks on suburban homes.
Mm-hmm. And as far as some of the cities where prices are going up for homes?
Cities like New York, like Washington, D.C., like Boston, prices are sky high. But that doesn't mean that you can't live in a city. There's cities like Philadelphia, Detroit, Phoenix. Those cities, it's actually less expensive to live inside the city as opposed to the suburban areas.
And finally, R. Kelly's legal team says the singer didn't respond to the legal issues he was facing because he couldn't read the documents. The Chicago Sun-Times says Cook County Judge Maura Johnson reinstated the civil lawsuit against Kelly after his attorney said the singer was illiterate. The lawsuit was filed by one of Kelly's alleged victims in his criminal sexual abuse case. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.